Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Hello, and welcome to day three of our back to school devotionals for moms. My name is Crystal, and I will be your host today. And we are, I love the subject today. It's so obvious, but it's just as moms, right? Our topic today is caring for your children. So that to me just feels like the most obvious statement I can ever say as moms. But I think that there's surviving your kids. I think that's one option in motherhood. I think there's, and which is to me is like doing the bare minimum. And I have been there 100%. I've been there. I've had seasons of surviving my kids. And then I think there's more of a thriving with your kids in the way that you care for them. You know, you're engaged, you're locked in, you're connected. You know, you are dealing well with their emotions and you have more patience and those types of things. And so, that's, you know, the other way where I do tap into that one too. I'd like to tap into it more. But I have five kids and, their needs are often just their basic needs. Their basic needs to stay alive for five kids can completely run my life. And getting to their emotions, and you know, my kids' emotions often happen at about 10:30 at night. I get my teenager coming in my room, "Mom, can I talk to you about something?" And you know, being completely honest, sometimes I'm like, "I can't. I am so tired. I can't even think." And then the times where I'm doing a little bit more of thriving as a mom and just, you know, "Oh my goodness, you need to talk. I would love to talk to you." So my poor kids are on a roller coaster ride. They don't know what to expect. But I think that that's motherhood. We're just imperfect too, and we get tired, and it's a lot. And so, you know, this whole topic of caring for our kids, and especially as we're looking at the school year, how do we be moms who care for our kids during the 2022-2023 school year? What does that look like? How can we do it? How can we do it in a way that honors the Lord, and in a way that really feels good to us too? You know, I think that we all feel when we're really connecting with our kids, or, you know, we have those moments where they're tender toward us. I think that's harder as they get older, you know, with my teenager, and, you know, I'm going to have a soon to be teenager soon. That gets a little trickier, you know? And so, you know, for all you moms out there with older kids, you know, those times that we finally get to connect with our kids and to kind of be the mom we want to be for them, they're so sweet and we treasure them so much. And then we feel like we're in a drought land otherwise. And so, you know, we ride that roller coaster too, even when we're being that kind of intentional mom that we want to be in our house, you know, in the way that we care for our kids. And so, you know, that's one layer of this caring for our kids. But, you know, we're full-time counselors being moms. We're full-time maids, full-time cooks. We create the structure of our homes oftentimes, I'm sure. And I'm speaking to moms today. I know that there are plenty of dads out there who are wonderful, at doing all these things too, but I'm just speaking to the moms today. We call them sibling fights. We're referees. You know, I don't know if you guys have ever seen, but how much a mom should make if we were paid for all the things that we did, how much we should actually make. And it's just something insane for all the duties that we have. And the funny part is that's just our side of the story. That's just us living in our world. But our kids have their own world that they live in. You know, every day they experience life and they experience in a way that's different from us. And so, I think I talked about this a little bit in yesterday's podcast, but our worlds collide, and sometimes that looks kind of rough and not that great. And if we're really tired as moms, and you know, go down the list of all the different ways that we feel as moms sometimes, and combine that with a kid who had a really crappy day at school, It's going to be a little bit of a disaster. And so, this devotional is really trying to encourage, and set expectations. So if we expect, hey, I had a day today, but also my child had a day today, right? They experienced a lot of things that I might not hear about all of them. You know, you're not going to hear about every single thing that was said to your child in their school day. You're not going to hear about, every friendship struggle that they have. You might just get a little sliver of something. It's like an iceberg, right? We see the tip of the iceberg, but underneath is a mound of pressures and insecurities and thoughts and struggles and challenges. And that's what our kids are facing. And there's obviously all the good wrapped up in that too. That's not to say that every day is a bad day and that our kids always have bad days. They have great days and we have great days. The struggle is the matching up, I think, as moms. And then, us being aware and being able to have the patience and the love that is needed on some of these harder days. And so we're going to talk a little bit from that perspective today. And we're going to talk about preparing our hearts to encounter their hearts and just in general, loving and caring for our children this school year. And so I wanted to, before I pray for us, before I read today's devotional, I just wanted to, put a little thing in your ear that we are starting our next devotional as a ministry, and it's called The Wise Woman Abides, and we start September 5th, and we are all over the moon excited. This devotional, it's only 3 days a week because we know that you guys are busy moms and you need time. And sometimes 3 days a week is like, check, that was a great week of Bible study. I did it 3 days this week. And then it's packed full of resources for things you can teach your kids and how to teach them about the Lord and, recipes and traditions that you can implement at home. And we do it all together as a ministry. Each week we walk together in the Bible study. Deb does mentoring Monday videos and it's on what we're going over. So she just dives a little bit deeper with you in the study and we really highlight some things that we should be thinking about or talking about or going to the Lord with. And it's just a really beautiful time. We love when our Bible studies start. So we just encourage you to grab a friend or two and invite them to do it with you just for accountability's sake and because it's going to encourage another mom, and all of us moms need encouragement. So hop on over to Amazon, grab your copy. It's not very expensive. We're not trying to make money off of our books. we just want moms to do them with us. It's also a great journaling resource. We put a ton of space in our books for journaling too. So you can write down all that you've learned. So it's kind of a 2-in-1, which is really nice. The Wise Woman Abides, and it starts September 5th. All right, let me pray for us and let's just dive into today's devotional. Oh, Lord, you have given us such a gift. Each one of our kids is a literal gift from you. Lord, it's easy to lose sight of that in the busyness of life and the busyness of the school year. It's easier to just focus on taking care of our kids versus nurturing their hearts, tending to their hearts, caring about the places that we don't see, all the hidden places. Lord, I pray this school year that we could be moms who are not easily offended, not easily taken back, not easily surprised, that we remember that our kids, like us, are sinful and they're struggling too. And they, just like we have our own days and our own sins and our own struggles and challenges, they experience all of that too. And it looks different from ours. So I pray that we could be moms, that we could be parents who are filled with grace, filled with your love, that we would take time to spend with you so that we can be filled up, God. We need to be filled up with you in order to even attempt to do the work that you have for us with our kids and to reach their hearts. That's what we want as moms, I think. We just want to reach our kids' hearts. We want to have influence over them. We want to to have a window or an ear to their lives. And I think that that really happens when we walk in step with you. And so would you encourage us so that we can care for our kids? Would you give us wisdom so that we can care for our kids? Would you give us insight for each of our kids individually and specifically so that we know what to do for that child and not just a stock answer for kids in general, but so that we have wisdom for that one child? Help us to be good communicators with you. Help us to talk to you throughout our days, to talk to you about the things that we're stressed about with our kids. And Lord, we pray for all of our husbands or whoever is, if we don't have a husband, God, whoever is coming alongside of us in our parenthood journey, whether that's family members or sometimes we don't even feel that we have that, God. Sometimes it's you. You are with us. So I pray for those moms today who are single moms, who are approaching a new school year this year, that your presence would be so near and so close that you would tangibly feel like you are there with them. Would you give them extra this school year, God? An extra measure of your Holy Spirit, an extra measure of your presence, of your love. Lord, would you lift them up and just let them float through this year on your strength. And I just don't know. You're just telling me to pray for all these single moms out there, Lord. So we just lift them up to you right now. I have my hands up in the air, Lord, and I'm just saying, Lord, just be with them. Be with them and let them feel you. And I know that you are so faithful to answer, that you love them more than I could ever know or imagine, or that they could ever know or imagine. And I just thank you so much for that, God. Whoever's listening right now that needs to hear this, the Lord just loves you so much. And he sees all that you're doing as a single mom in your home. He sees everything. Everything at every hour of the day, no matter if it's 2 a.m., your thoughts and your prayers and your struggles and your anxieties and all of these things, he sees every bit of it and he cares for it so much and he wants to wrap you in his love. And so keep going and keep fighting and keep persevering because the Lord has great things for you. And God be with us all as we want to care for our kids this 2022 to 2023 school year. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's dive right into our study. Caring for your children this school year. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Genesis 50:21. So then, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your children. And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. As our brave children pack up all their things and head off to school, it can feel like such a break for us moms. After the shuffle of getting them up and off, we can feel that we've finally gained some time back and a slower pace to our days, which is a beautiful thing. And as a working mama, you can drive to work knowing that your kids are being cared for and have something worthwhile to occupy their days, unlike the chaos of activities and childcare during the summer months, which can be very stressful. While we may be getting our break, and I say that loosely, assuming some of us still have younger kids at home or the pressure of working, they are working hard too, from learning new concepts that can be difficult, interacting with their peers, which can obviously be tricky, navigating being a good listener as a student, and trying their best to hold in all of their woes of their day until they get back home. Woo, that is a lot for a young mind. As mamas, we should expect our children to collapse at the end of their day. Understandably so. You may see more attitude, impatience, grumpiness that they've tried to keep in all day. And the list goes on. And we are their soft place to land after experiencing some bumpy ground all day long. That's a lot for us as mamas too. Take some time before the kids come home from school to prepare your heart and mind. We want to reflect Christ to our children. A beautiful time to do that is their entrance to home. You won't always do this perfectly, so give yourself lots of grace. but a little intentionality goes a long way. Spend some time with God, listening and asking Him for love and patience. Ask Him for eyes to see your kids as He does. He will help you. Questions to ponder. Number one, what types of struggles were your children having last year? Commit to praying for those things to not be struggles this year. Number two, ask God to give you wisdom and insight for your children individually for this next year. He will show you what each of your kids need from you, and be faithful to answer them when He gives them to you in action. Lord, be with each mom today and help her to care for her children this school year. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.